For South Carolina Public Radio, I'm Felicia Eady. Nonprofits across the country, like many businesses, are feeling financial woes due to the coronavirus. In a recent survey by the South Carolina Community Loan Fund, many nonprofits here say they will run out of funding by June. 80% say they'll be out of money by September.
They kind of go back on the back burner in terms of where we give our support.
Elizabeth Houck works with Midlands Gives. It's an 18-hour online giving event, and it's powered by the Central Carolina Community Foundation. For the past 6 years, the event has raised almost $10 million for local nonprofits. Houck says this year, in the midst of a pandemic, the need is even greater. And that's for organizations that provide both essential and non-essential services.
When we think of arts nonprofits, you know, there's lots of canceled events where those are usually great sources of income for those organizations.
Like Key Changes Therapy Service. It's a nonprofit that uses music and arts therapy to help children and adults with disabilities. Natalie Russo is founder and director.
If we were not in a pandemic, I would have a whole lot of really awesome pictures and video to share with you from last weekend, which would have been our spring recital.
Key Changes serves over 100 residents. Before the pandemic, their daily activities would have included
people coming in and out throughout the day for about hour-long appointments once a week. They'll meet with their speech therapist or their music therapist or their occupational therapist or even sometimes two therapists in tandem or small group settings with other patients.
But now, like many industries, those sessions are taking place online, but not seamlessly.
We have gotten really creative too, especially with regards to music therapy, with what we're using as instruments because we're having to work with what is at home for the kids that we're seeing. And so one of the things that we're hoping to be able to accomplish with the Midlands Gives is to be able to put together some home instrument little bundles so that these families can have these to utilize in teletherapy sessions at home.
United Cerebral Palsy is another nonprofit that works with adults living in South Carolina with disabilities.
United Cerebral Palsy serves 100 adults, 6 counties throughout South Carolina. They all have developmental and intellectual disabilities.
Alana Boozer is development director.
It's been challenging. I mean, spring is normally a pretty busy time for us. We usually have a couple of events in the spring, including Midlands Gives. And because of the pandemic, you know, we've had to cancel all those events. And so there's a little bit of lost revenue there.
Also challenging is the interruption of an established routine for their residents.
We were not in the middle of the pandemic. Our day program would be opened. We would be doing activities there. For example, we do they do Meals on Wheels. Some of our folks have volunteered with Meals on Wheels, and they've really enjoyed having the opportunity to do that.
United Cerebral Palsy has participated in Midlands Gives for 6 years. Boozer says as they work through challenges brought on by the pandemic, this year will be especially important to them.
Some of the biggest challenges have been covering staffing costs, PPE. I mean, those costs add up. Trying to make sure that, you know, our staff is taken care of and making sure that we have the protective equipment that our staff in the homes need. Those have been big challenges for us.
More than 400 nonprofits from 11 Midlands counties will participate in the annual event, which has made adjustments to help ensure the giving continues in the midst of a pandemic. The minimum donation fee has been lowered to $10. In Columbia, for South Carolina Public Radio, I'm Felicia Eady.